Stugatz here. I know there's a lot going on right now in the world, and we're all shopping online. I just saw that AT&T started doing two really helpful things for those who want to buy a new phone or device online. They are offering fast, free, no-contact delivery and curbside pickup so that online shopping is as simple and safe as possible. On top of that, they have a flexible return policy so you can shop at ease. You can visit att.com to learn how to shop online from the safety of your own home 24/7. Subject to change, restrictions apply.
Guest on the Dan Le Batard Show, appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Carl Ravi, reports MLB's owners are expected to send a new proposal to the Players Union on Friday that includes a season lasting between 70 and 75 games. The owner's proposal would include a payment of somewhere between 80 and 85% of the player's prorated salary. This proposal also includes expanded playoffs and a share of the playoff pool for players. After being spurned by former Clemson players DeAndre Hopkins and Deshaun Watson, the university's board of trustees approved to remove the name of slave owner and former vice president John Calhoun from the school's honors college. And finally, the oldest known captive goldfish lived to be 43 years old. His name was Tish. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary, and also curbside pickup on any order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to the SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Guillermo, put it on the poll at Le Batard Show. Did you know that a goldfish could live to be 43 years old? We like to around here when we make mistakes or have an awful segment, double down and sink into the awful. And so I really do want to understand what happened in the last segment, because a tweeter has written in, turned Stugatz's mic off. He's mistaken Ice Cube for Ice-T, and he's mistaken Brooklyn Nine-Nine with Law and Order. Stugatz has been dumpster fire garbage today. LOL. I don't know what happened there. Chris, do you have any theories for me on what happened there? Do you have any at all?
Well, I was kind of thinking he was going for 21 Jump Street because Ice Cube was in that movie. So that's kind of where I thought. I just love his pivot, though, of I was trying to help. Well, I do it with my wife sometimes, she gets really mad at me. I just tell her I was trying to help with whatever, and it usually works.
He has so many pivots that during the break, I was getting engulfed with, Dan, Ice Cube hasn't made family movies. You're getting it wrong. Like, Roy, what do you have here?
I know exactly what happened. On his IMDb page, the first thing that pops up is soundtrack, not actor,
right,
not writer or producer.
Yep.
So Brooklyn Nine-Nine used a song of his that he made.
Now, Roy's exactly right, but that's what you do when you're trying to help a friend out. You do what you got to do, and you do it as quickly as possible. And sometimes you get it right, and sometimes you get it wrong. But I felt like you were alone and needed some help, and so I just wanted to be there for you.
You know what? We'll get to that part of it in a second. Billy, do you have something here on this subject as we sink further and further into the sewage?
They used the song of his on one episode one time, and he's credited as a writer on this song. I still don't know what he did.
Okay, he read the internet wrong. I noticed there is no fine money up here. He reached into his pocket aggressively to show that he was wrong, but I noticed that there was no money actually taken out of his pocket and put up here.
My cash is dirty. I mean, I'm doing that for you. I mean, you know, pandemic, you know, everyone's exchanging cash. I don't want to put the cash too close to you, so I'm keeping him in my pocket. I'm keeping track. Trust me.
I think Stugatz just traveled. He moved his pivot foot to another pivot. Now he's like trying to blame us, saying that I guess he's saying that we weren't helping Dan, so that's why he was trying to help Dan. Like,
we weren't helping Dan.
Well, you specifically weren't helping me.
I mean, you threw anti-Semitism in my lap.
Yes, and what you did.
I had nothing there to add. And then on top of that, you're like, anti-Semitism. I'm like, word? I didn't even know about that. Nope.
And so what I do is I'm just hopeful that we keep talking it out, and then Dan will reshift his anger back to Mike Ryan, and that's where we've arrived.
This is, yes, this is the thread that runs throughout the show. Dan feeling alone, everyone pinballing into each other, allegedly to help, unless someone gets surprised by the phrase anti-Semitism, and then he lashes out at me by saying, I'm so tired of your Ice Cube family movies.
Doing it for close to 20 years. He's doing family movies. I know, but stop it. You can't be surprised after 20 years.
Here is where I would defend Stugatz, though, on trying to help me. He saw you slink under the desk on exactly me going to you, and he tried to help as quickly as possible by reading the internet wrong and making a TV show, a movie, and making Ice Cube.
I'm the original sin here.
I'm not saying I helped. I probably made it worse, but at least I tried to help.
You did to help by making us all think that you thought Ice Cube was Terry Crews.
It says a lot about what our standards are for you. Because that's what we all feared initially, which is just like...
But at least I was there for a
time
friend.
To make that mistake. But this is a really bad time to make that mistake. And I'm like, it's got numbers in it and it's cops. Is he indeed confusing Brooklyn Nine-Nine for 21 Jump Street? Nope. Just Googled IMDb Ice Cube, went with the first thing.
Well, 21 Jump Street, I saw it, but I questioned whether or not it was a family movie. I needed a family movie.
So you thought not that Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Now, Mike Schur, I'm sure, is listening at this and flattered that you think that he's part of a movie.
So help me understand, as things continue to be fluid, and I imagine a lot will change of whatever the plans are to get back to sports. But when I say that reporters, it's being reported, might have to stay for 3.5 months at Disney World, I heard Stugatz and Billy talking about where they would want to stay at Disney World. There are going to be all sorts of weird things here that happen. We wanted to get to Disney World. We're close. We wanted to do the show from Orlando because we're right there, and it would be fun to be near the playoffs. I don't want to be stuck at Disney World for 3.5 months.
No, I started
though.
Very exploratory conversations, and the NBA people, that seems so far away. Reach out to the MLS situation to see what's happening there. And I don't even think the people broadcasting it are going to go there. Also, COVID tests are expensive.
Stugatz, help me understand something here, because I heard Kevin Harlan say the other day that they are going to do some games broadcast by remote. And I think as many people learn during this pandemic of the inefficiencies in their own businesses, this is happening all over the place where people have realized over the last 3 months of reset, whoa, we were doing things wrong. I do believe we might be headed toward a place where broadcasters are no longer where the action is, that people will come to realize that you can broadcast the game the way Boog Shambi is broadcasting the games in South Korea, that you don't actually have to be there, and you certainly don't have to have an army of broadcasters on site. Newspapers learn this the hard way. Newspapers used to have giant travel budgets, and then all of a sudden they're like, whoops, we shouldn't be going to all of these places. Never mind. We shouldn't be sending reporters all over the place.
I mean, I think we'll probably, I agree with you that we are headed towards something like that. I don't know how extreme it's going to be. I think there's still value of having Mike Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, Mark Jackson sitting courtside, hearing what's going on, being able to speak with coaches, being able to speak with people about what's going on in the huddle, talk to the referees. And having that courtside seat to be able to see the game properly, I still think there's a value to broadcasters.
But is it the value of the travel and expense budget that comes with having to do these things?
We've long been there. Outside of the three major sports in this country, if you're watching boxing or soccer or a niche sport, hell, even the Olympics, many of those, I would even say the vast majority of those, especially with soccer, are being done from a broom closet somewhere, and you're none the wiser.
Do you need someone at the course to cover golf, tennis? I mean,
well, I think there was a pretty big company that had the rights that got embarrassed because the world feed went out on the World Cup, and then you realize, oh, crap, they're not there.
Stugatz's theory, in theory, what Stugatz is saying, there's value in having people courtside so they can hear and see all of the action. But how often does that value translate into something being said that you didn't know because you were or weren't there? One of the things that NBA teams realized, Stugatz, as newspapers started to collapse was, wait a minute, these courtside seats? Why are we giving them away for free to the media? Right. Now, I know as part of the broadcast arrangements, there are certain access that you're allowed because we pay a lot of money for those games to have our people on site involved in those games. But if you're talking about economy collapsing stuff, if you're talking about, Stugatz, ESPN needs college football.
Yeah.
Like, they badly need college football to be on television, or ESPN's going to take a crater hit in terms of finances. And then when you're looking to cut costs, where do you cut costs? Hey, the broadcasters don't need to be there for 3 months with us paying for the hotel and for the meals and for everything else. Like, it's an easy fix, even as it costs jobs, even as none of our peers want to be hearing that it's an easy place to save money. The broadcast quality goes down a little bit, but look how much the whole thing's going to go down, given that it's not going to have fans, and the playoffs we're watching are going to be different than any playoffs we've ever seen before.
I understand. I just think it depends on the sport. Like, I would say college football is one of those sports where there is a benefit to having the broadcasters be there. I'd also say the pregame show that we do requires a lot of people to be on site with a lot of fans to also be on site. We make a lot of money off that pregame show.
But it's got a lot of inefficiencies, too, in terms of cost. A lot of businesses are learning that they've been super inefficient with how it is they've been spending because, necessity is the mother of invention.
Boring.
I disagree. It can't be boring when we sink into a segment of whether or not Stugatz was confusing Ice Cube with Terry Crews.
I mean, I think it can when you're tossed to commercials. Necessity is the...
You didn't know that when you decided on that as the ending. You didn't know that that was going to be my last words. You thought anti-Semitic was going to be my last words.
No, I didn't know what your last words were going to be, but I was bored.
Very good.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Maybe you would have been less bored if you'd helped me a little more with the Ice Cube segment.
Boom! It's back to him!
Maybe we made a mistake getting back in these studios here. I think we're all starting to get a little annoyed with each other again.
I have spent way too many portions of my life, way too much time on trying to get the anger off of me and back to someone else on this show.
You're very good at it.
I know.
You're very good at
Thank
it.
Thank you. Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour and our Best of Podcast on demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crepe,
Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcasts. Missing basketball? Tune in tomorrow night for an NBA Classic Game 2 of the 2011 NBA Finals, Mike, between the Mavs and the Heat.
Which game?
Game 2.
Oh no. Yeah.
That's a bad one.
Things start to turn midway through that fourth quarter.
The Heat, what, they have an 11-point lead, yep. And then Dirk took the series right there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I was screaming 5-5-5.
Is that where LeBron and Wade were shadow boxing in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
In front of the Dallas bench.
Those were such good times, man.
They really were.
Game 2 of the 2011 NBA Finals, Heat Mavs, presented by AutoZone. Coverage begins at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
You mentioned Mystery Crate. Roy and Chris have taken the reins on the latest Mystery Crate. What is in there, Chris? What should people have to look forward to?
We talked to Katie Nolan today about her father. Roy and I planned to, for Father's Day next week, do a special where we talk to a bunch of ESPN personalities, and we were going to edit it down into one episode. But we've been enjoying our conversation so much that we've decided to make it a series. We are calling it Dad Pod, and we talk to Katie Nolan about, we start with her today, we talk about her father and just growing up. We get a bunch of fun stories. It's really cool.
And you're doing this because you guys are relatively new fathers, and it is a deep part of your identity now. Your lives have been turned upside down, and so it's Dad Pod with Katie Nolan. Are you going to talk to people who have terrible relationships with their father, like me?
Yeah, you know, there's no limit to this. We're going to go all over the place, and we're really excited about it.
I am also available.
For terrible relationships with your father, but I was joking about mine.
It's okay. He's not listening.
Billy, why? Explain this to me, because I'm confused by you in terms of when all of this started. Pandemic. Everything that was happening here, you were a voice of reason, you were a voice of calm, you were a voice of soothing, even though you are a fear-based creature. And now I just heard you say that you have learned that risk is underrated. And I've never thought of you as a risk taker. What has happened in the last 3 months that would make you arrive in a place where you are now saying risk is underrated?
Well, Dan, I'm talking about the board game, Risk. What a classic game, huh? World domination. Very safe. I know that the name might be misleading because it seems like, whoa, Billy's doing crazy things. No. I'm just rolling dice, and I'm trying to take over the world by simply rolling dice against my competitors' similar dice roll.
So I misunderstood. Well, you understand. So. You understand how I would arrive in a place where I misunderstood you when you're saying.
Honestly, it makes a little bit more sense now.
Now it's not surprising at all.
The name, granted, is very misleading because it seems like it's dangerous, but it's not really. I think the most dangerous thing, maybe you could get carpal tunnel playing Risk, but I'm not sure.
So perfect. It is. It's so totally in character. I thought it was something that was going to be well outside of character. He's still terrified of all that resembles Risk, except for the board game.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
What if I told you that in the summer of 2020, there was a race to talk race? That this would be the only race in his entire life that Le Batard would have a chance of winning? That when you are racing Trey Wingo, Mike Golic, and Jason Fitz in this type of race, it's pretty hard to lose. That if you ever wonder what Dan's Heaven sounded like, it sounded like the summer of 2020. That Levitard would engulf our only black producer mid-sentence and try to make it about Cubans. That Dan hasn't been this engaged in 2 years when he actually got engaged. That if you had over three as the amount of times Bomani Jones would appear on the show that first week, surprisingly, you lost. That legendary black attorney Carl Douglas came on the show, we asked him questions, and for some reason, he felt the need to sing us his answers. That just 3 weeks earlier, Dan felt bad for Mickey Harrison. That it was a strange time. That even if you were hosting a sports radio show, sports was the wrong topic. That none of this would stop Jim Rome from chopping it up with Jimmy Connors. That the person who made the most sense throughout the entire ordeal was a man named Killer Mike. That we suddenly cared about team statements. That there would be some sort of craving of leadership from James Dolan. That Elon Musk picked the wrong time to finally do something right. That one day, Drew Brees was torched for saying he would never kneel in front of the American flag, and the next day became the leader of the entire movement. ESPN Films presents A Race to Talk Race, how a slightly overweight middle-aged sports radio host won the race of his lifetime by simply waiting for the rest of the world to catch up.
All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Carl Ravage reports MLB's owners are expected to send a new proposal to the Players Union on Friday that includes a season lasting between 70 and 75 games. The owner's proposal would include a payment of somewhere between 80 and 85% of the players' prorated salary. This proposal also includes expanded playoffs and a share of the playoff pool for players. After being spurred on by former Clemson players DeAndre Hopkins and Deshaun Watson, the university's board of trustees approved to remove the name of the slave owner and former vice president John Calhoun from the school's honors college. And finally, after Nike released their Air Jordans in 1985, the NBA banned Michael Jordan from wearing them since the colors didn't match his team's uniform. Nike paid the $5,000 fine the NBA charged Jordan each game so he can keep wearing the sneakers. Want to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, feel healthier? Then take my advice and try Navage. I use it every single day to clean my nose and sinuses and absolutely love it. Go to Navage.com, that's N-A-V-A-G-E.com, or visit your local Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath & Beyond, or Target. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
You can vote on the polls at Le Batard Show on Twitter. We have about a week of them to update. Can you say the name? Because I don't think we played with this enough yesterday. The fact that a NASCAR truck driver who was 50 years old and had never won a race chose the hill to die on, leaving the sport in defense of the Confederate flag. I want you to say his name, Stugatz. Ray Cicerelli. Ray Cicerelli. Ray Cicerelli.
Ray Cicerelli.
Can you speed it up? Can you say it a number of different times? Ray Cicerelli.
Ray Cicerelli. Ray Cicerelli. Ray Cicerelli. Ray Cicerelli. Ray Cicerelli.
Faster.
Ray Cicerelli. Ray Cicerelli. Ray Cicerelli. Ray Cicerelli. Ray Cicerelli. Ray Cicerelli. Ray Cicerelli.
So it sounds unbelievably like racist Cicerelli, which is just amazing. It's just amazing that that story, you tell me that comedy writers could have produced the story of a NASCAR driver who doesn't have a car, a NASCAR driver who drives a truck, has never won a race, and his choice on how to weigh in on the subject of race is to retire from the sport because they won't allow him to have a Confederate flag, and that the dude's name would sound like Racist Cicerelli.
Said 60 times fast.
But it's just unbelievable. Like, they... It doesn't make sense that that would be the NASCAR story that we would have, a place where racist Cicerelli is at the forefront of your news. Can you tell me, Tony, a little more about this Spike Lee movie that is it debuting today on Netflix? Is that what's happening? Is it today that it comes out on Netflix? Spike Lee, has it been a minute since he made a movie that a whole lot of people wanted to watch?
I mean, almost a minute. Black Klansman got him an Academy Award, and that was two Academy Award ceremonies ago.
So, Tony, the Five Bloods, what is the storyline?
Well, Dan, it's great because it mixes two different genres, a war movie and a treasure hunt movie. It's five guys that fought in Vietnam that are not going to go back and try to find gold that they had hid back in the jungles when they were in the war. So I love Spike Lee movies, and they're not movies, Dan. They're Spike Lee joints. There's a very big distinction between Spike Lee movies and Spike Lee joints. You have to refer to them as joints.
What is the distinction? Help me there.
Spike Lee only makes joints. He does not make movies.
Okay, very good. Thank you for the elaboration. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. we are going to get to updating the polls here in the next segment. At Lebatard Show is where you vote on the polls.
GEICO has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
SBN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Clean nose, healthy life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal. I have. Go to Navage.com. That's NAVAGE.com. You'll love that clean nose feeling. Sounds this week have been brought to you by My Computer Career Training for a Better Life.
I was so excited about seeing Run the Jewels at Boston Calling, and it got canceled. Run the Jewels was supposed to tour with Rage Against the Machine. Mike, I don't think Mike's enjoyed anything the entire pandemic as much as people lashing out at Rage Against the Machine because of their politics.
Yeah. Tom Morello has taken to social media to retweet people and post on Instagram people that have had it with his politics, Tom Morello. I used to be a fan of your music, but your political views are too intense. That is Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine. If their name didn't tell you what they were, their lyrics certainly would.
The music, the names. You should put that on the poll at Lebatard Show. What tells you more about what Rage Against the Machine is about? Their name, their music, or their lyrics? At Lebatard Show on Twitter.
Polls are brought to you by 303 Touchless Sealant for the ultimate protection and shine in no time. As Dan said, at Lebatard Show on Twitter, do black people like Jerry Seinfeld? 63% of the audience said no.
Can you imagine loving the song Killing in the Name Of, but hating Tom Morello for his politics when the chorus is basically, bleep you, I won't do what you tell me, screamed at the highest possible volume?
Funnier way to describe cigarettes, heaters or darts? 65% of the audience said heaters. Would you want to smell Stugatz's fingers? Mike, you never smelled them. 97% of the audience said no.
If you had an increased wingspan, maybe.
Are Stugatz's knots tidy? Tie things up in a tidy knot. I tried to do whatever.
Conversationally, he says his knots are tidy.
85% of the audience said no. Scrolling up here, big fat white face, scar, glasses. Is Eddie a top five basketball movie of all time?
So absurd.
It is. 90% of the audience said no. Who said that?
At Lebatard Show on Twitter.
Is Dave Chappelle the greatest comedian of all time? I guess you win here, Dan. 57% of the audience said yes. Did you know that a goldfish could live to be 43 years old? Quite shocking. 86% of the audience said no. Those are the polls today.
Open up the club. Open it. Yeah. Open it for the first time in 3 months. Open it. What is the computer buffering? Open it. Open it.
Missed it.
I'd like to lash out with the first person in the club. Because Dan put us in a terrible losing spot of turning around a something each in 1 week's time, we could never get to the fifth and final clip. That would have definitely stumped the Meech.
Oh, man. If we could have just gotten to a game five.
That is Stugatz trying to say a word. Oh, man.
It is him trying to say he doesn't want to.
Oh, my God.
I'll save it for the next time.
All right. Who else is in the club? The humpback whale is not listening to this program.
It's just hosting it.
Such a good line. Real Mike has gotten very good, very deft, very quick with the fat jokes. It's very upsetting. The humpback whale is not listening to this program.
It's just hosting it.
It's gotten very good at playing it back for you, too.
Yeah, not so upsetting, though, that I will bother to lose weight. Who else is in the club?
Dan Le Batard is a big mouth. He's all talk and no action.
Oh, yeah, we got to bring that back next week.
I will let you know that I ventured into the corporate waters and asked formally, hey, how do we make this a bigger deal? And I am still waiting. It's been 48 hours.
Yeah, you're going to wait the rest of your life, Mike. The lawyers are going to get in the way of everything.
And I will tell you, I reached out to the TNT pregame producer to find out if indeed Shaquille O'Neal is offering $1 million to slap Dan around. I'll have an answer this weekend.
All right, very good.
I can promise you, if he's even remotely serious, it ends very badly for him.
And I can tell you that Shaquille O'Neal's people reached out to me not knowing what Shaquille O'Neal had said, asking to be on the show to promote something, and then I informed them of what Shaq said, and I haven't heard from them in 48 hours.
Wow. Who else is in the club? You know who the headliner is in this fight? It ain't you, Dana.
Worst take. If it wasn't for Anthony's take, that would be the worst take of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Who else is in the club?
Hey, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
That's right. Marty Smith has a poetic way about things, and it sounds cooler when it's in his voice. Who else is in the club?
Some would say the best defense is a good offense.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Billy Gill making the argument that golf is a sport, even though it doesn't have defense, because some would say the best defense is a good offense. Useless!
The best time to nap is about 3:45, which is around the fourth quarter of the 1 o'clock games.
Oh, the worst take in the history of the show.
Oh. Chris Cody called it the worst take in the history of sports radio, and he's right.
Who else is in the club? Yes, Ron McGill is a humpback whale. Who else? close us out for the week. What else do we have in the club?
Guillermo, put that on the poll.
We will talk to you mañana. This was the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.